Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Beko.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Montana's first transgender lawmaker has been silenced and barred from the House floor for speaking out on a controversial gender-affirming care law. But Zoe Zephyr refuses to apologize.
I will rise in support of my community. I will take the hard and moral choice and stand up in defense of the people who elected me to do so and the people in our communities.
Zephyr can only vote remotely for the rest of the session. She faced expulsion earlier today, similar to the Tennessee Three earlier this month. Calls for boycotts are growing louder for two companies who partnered with a transgender influencer.
Hey, it's me.
In a TikTok video, Dylan Mulvaney is seen transforming from a no-makeup look to full glam using Maybelline while celebrating her 365th day of publicly identifying as a woman. But a brutal backlash followed, with some calling for a boycott of the makeup brand.
CBS's Allison Keyes tells us Bud Light drinkers were also upset. At least two of their executives were put on leave. More than 25 million Americans could get hit with severe storms and possible tornadoes tonight across the South. Some are evacuating along the Mississippi River now due to rising floods.
The yeas are 217, the nays are 215, the bill is passed.
Republicans have failed to avoid a government debt default this summer. The plan raises the debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion, but it includes negotiations on federal spending that President Biden's already threatened to veto. It's unlikely to pass the Senate. Some senators, meanwhile, want to keep kids off social media.
They're too young to see a rated R movie. They're too young to be exposed to much of the content that is on social media and manipulating what they think, what they feel about themselves and others.
Arkansas Republican Tom Cotton says a new bill would ban kids under 13. A rapper's just been convicted in a multi-million dollar political conspiracy. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Rise well.
Roz Michael has gone from a Grammy-winning rapper with the Fugees to now being found guilty of 10 felony counts, including acting as an unregistered foreign agent of China. He also told jurors that he accepted $20 million from a Malaysian businessman who wanted his photo taken with then-President Obama. One of the witnesses at trial, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Aaron Rodgers is officially a New York Jet.
Obviously, a big thanks to the Green Bay Pack organization for an incredible run. That chapter is over now, and I'm excited about the new adventure here in New York.
Rodgers played with the Packers for 18 years. He wrote a lengthy goodbye letter to fans, thanking them, too. This is CBS News.
Clean dishes, clean planet. Save $200 in gift card rebates on eligible Beko dishwashers. Visit Beko.com/US-EN for...
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A man wanted for questioning in a Madison murder has apparently left the country. A woman was found dead outside a strip mall Monday. Police say the man took their 6-year-old daughter with him. The FBI has been called in to help. Republican lawmakers are trying again to put people in Wisconsin to work by tightening unemployment requirements and cutting benefits. The state assembly passed 8 such bills yesterday. Republican John Mocco.
We have to get folks back to work. And the answer can't simply be more free stuff.
The bills now go to the Senate. Governor Evers says he'd veto them. In sports, it's win or go home when the Bucks host Miami in playoff action tonight. Today, the Brewers try to stop a sweep by Detroit. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mob Craft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown taproom to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mob Craft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing taproom, featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mob Craft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Springtime is also known as the start of grilling season, and when you're grilling big, juicy burgers and mouth-watering hot dogs, only one bun will do. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, Village Hearth offers a variety of delicious buns that are delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK. Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
NE2Go.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut a dude.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive. Because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is sponsored by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Great to have their support. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a couple things going on here, Wendy. Last night they had the big fashion show in Minneapolis, the all indigenous fashion show that looked like pictures all over the place. Big success. And also, President Biden is running for re-election.
Some people are worried about that.
Yeah,
there was a New York Times article this morning saying that, I have it right here, I'm just going to read a little bit, and it says the biggest reason that many Democratic officials are nervous about President Biden's age is not his ability to do the job in the second term. Strange as it may sound, the American government can function without a healthy president. The U.S. marched toward victory in World War II while Franklin Roosevelt was ailing in 1944 and 1945. 4 decades later, the government managed its relationship with a teetering Soviet Union while Ronald Reagan's mental capacity slipped. In each case, the White House aides, cabinet secretaries, and military leaders performed well despite the lack of a fully engaged leader. So, yeah, but it's a little bit, you know, disheartening. It's a little bit nerve-wracking because the article goes on to say while he has good staff behind him, sometimes when he gets up in public, he uses maybe his wrong words. And I think that his stuttering that he's managed to really do well with over many, many years sometimes comes out, and it seems like he doesn't know what he's doing or doesn't know what he's talking about when it's just really, you know, that stuttering that he has. So I don't know.
Wendy, Joe Biden's been around for 50 years.
Yes.
And I want to know one thing, and I've asked you this before, mm-hmm. because, you know, all my hair isn't up there since we've met, you know, it's fading away there slowly but surely.
Yeah.
How does he have more hair now, President Biden, than he did when he 30 years ago?
Well, maybe, yes, he probably has had
spray paint.
No? Implants, probably hair follicle implants or some type of something. But yes, he
now
does.
I
even
know
though
what
it's
I want
not for, very thick and
now I know what I want for Christmas.
Oh yeah, something like that. Is that really what you want? Yeah.
What else you got for us? We got some crazy news going on here, as always.
I don't know. Yeah, so that's really what we're talking about here. Is President Biden too old to run a campaign again and do what he has to do? I mean, if he wins, he'll be 86 during his term. That's pretty old.
When he's done, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's in good shape. But we have Zoe and Haley on, and Haley's... going to be working for us. She already is working for us. She just doesn't know that.
She's training now.
Right.
That's awesome.
And we're wondering what the young ones think. Zoe, what do you think about a president that's old enough to be an Indian way? Maybe your great, 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 great grandfather. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's interesting that they're comparing him to, what was it, FDR or way, way, way back. And it's like, well, we have a lot of younger people in the political scene who are a lot more in touch with the world these days. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that after his term and his potential next term that we get someone younger in there, just because it's like it's a little frightening that he is so old, and also that he can't really like articulate himself fully all the time. I just think of obviously like our last presidency and like how in, you know, the world we're kind of looked at as a joke almost like politically. And then now to have another president who's obviously doing a lot of different things that are a lot better than the Trump presidency is still not really like speaking in the terms that we would maybe want him to. And so, yeah, I was just thinking about your comment, Robert. I was like, yeah, definitely. Like, well, first off, most Native people don't make it to 80, unfortunately.
Right.
And so he would be like a great, great, great grandfather, potentially, given the you know, how young are people. I have children. I was always shocked when I lived up north. It was like my friend's grandma was like my dad's age. And so I just remember growing up north and being like so worried because I'm like, why are my parents so much older? But actually down in the Twin Cities, that is very normal. They're not that old. But Haley, I'd be interested to hear your take too, if you're comfortable sharing a little bit.
Oh, I think she's on mute.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. There we go, guys. Just figuring stuff out. But yeah, first of all, I just wanted to say hi to everyone listening in all four directions. Just wanted to give a little background about myself. So as my Dega Robert mentioned, my name is Haley Cherry, and I'm a descendant of family from Ho-Chunk Nation and the Winnebago tribe of Nebraska. I'm also a graduate from the U of M Twin Cities. Grew up around the Twin Cities my whole life and focused my studies in school in media production and minored in Native American studies. And I'm really passionate about just human rights, animal welfare, natural resources, conservation, just trying to learn in every way possible in how I can do my part in helping make the world and this country, you know, a better place. Because what I've been seeing, just as I'm getting older, you know, I'm 25 now, and things haven't really been changing. You know, as a kid, we've been told, oh, like, things are going to be amazing when you grow up and do this and that. And, you know, here we are being raised in this generation and seeing kind of what hasn't changed. And just hearing everything, you know, words don't really, unfortunately, don't hold much meaning anymore. So I hope to see action in every way possible, really.
Well, joining the team as you do, Chujunk, or as you are, it's very important because we have listeners that are really interested in the same thing that you are and Zoe and Wendy and myself are. And it's been really a privilege for us, Wendy, for the last 7 years to really amplify a lot of Native voices, non-Native voices that are allies and like-minded people.
Yeah, it's always good to have the younger generation and different perspectives on things, too. So that's really, really helpful, too. So
yeah. I thought Zoe was going to bring up what I brought up about Biden's hair plugs, but she talked about something a little different. But so, Zoe, we got like a minute left, Haley, we got a minute left. Politically, how do you feel? I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on. We have a guy that's going to be 86 years old running again when he's done as president if he gets elected. And then we have another person that's a lunatic that we don't know how old he is or how tall he is or how much money he has.
Can you be president when you're in prison?
Yes, you can.
You could really be president in prison?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And we'll find out.
You just have to be a certain age, right? Over
36.
Over 36. And you have to be a natural-born U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
I think that's the only criteria. You don't even have to have a high school diploma.
How old is AOC now? Does anybody know?
No.
Because that would be a good president coming up.
I was hoping that two different candidates would have came up, a new Democratic candidate and a new Republican candidate, not Santos, but just because of the division of the United States in the last election. So,
well, I'm glad it's Santos because as my great granddaddy used to say about people, he's dumb as a stump, so he should be able to be beaten. But that's another story to another song. Hey, we have up next, we have Robert Blake from Red Lake. We're talking to the Solar Bear with the Solar News.
Stay with us.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Up your game both personally and professionally. The Dare to Be Great event is on May 20th at the Parkview Event Center at the Mall of America. It features two nationally known speakers, Jack Canfield, founder of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, and Michael Vukalik, author of The Mind, the Muscle, the Miracle. General admission tickets are $197 and VIP tickets are $297 and include lots of fun bonuses. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to learn from two gifted speakers and move your life from good to great. Get your tickets and details at OutrageousSuccess.com. That's OutrageousSuccess.com.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Yes, they do. Hey, we have Bob Blake on with the Solar Bear with the Solar News, and we're asking Bob to work a little overtime, so there'll be a little something extra in his envelope this week. We're going to have him on a couple segments, and we're excited to have you on, Bob, and there's a lot of good news going on and a lot of not-so-good news, and you're here with the Solar News, so welcome as always.
Yeah, thanks, Robert. Can you, how am I coming through? I mean, I got my new mic here.
You got another new mic? What the
heck?
Yeah,
I got another new mic. I'm trying to. This was another gift, too, by the way.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you sound great.
I get to do these podcasts with all these really cool people, and they send me these gifts like to hook up to my computer. So I'm like, okay, I'll take them, you know.
Right on. Sound great. You'll have to tell us what kind of mic it is so we can get Haley one. Oh, wow.
Yeah, but Robert, there is like so much going on. You sent me that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one. And I sent you my op-ed that
will
be in the national publications here soon, or the national media outlets.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a really interesting time. I don't know where you want to start at, but.
Well, yeah. I think maybe if you'd like, and I know it's pretty long, but if you would want to read your op-ed, I think it's very interesting and right on, and we can go from there, or you can, up to you, give us a synopsis of it, and we can go from there also.
Yeah. You know,
I think we'll start out with the positive push by a Native warrior here, and what he's doing for the community and for nations all across the nation, Turtle Island.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. So what's happening, Robert, is, mm-hmm. You know, I hate to say this, but the GOP, the Republican Party, is trying to walk back a lot of the provisions that are in the Inflation Reduction Act. Mm. And so, you know, in specifically, they're targeting a lot of the incentives that are in there, you know, that are focused on, you know, BIPOC communities, tribal nations, you know, community solar. I mean, these things that are just like, I don't even know where to begin. You know, it's kind mm-hmm. of, it's ridiculous. It's just totally ridiculous that they're doing this. And this is happening. Like, they're making a big push this week, and they're going to be harping on this. And this is their new playbook right now.
Right.
And so I was asked by, you know, a national publication, and they're going to print this, if I would, you know, participate in a opinion editorial. And mm-hmm. so I said, absolutely. And this is basically what it is. And I'll just read you a few sentences, and we sure. don't have to get to it. This week, House Republicans released their plan to repeal clean energy tax credits passed by the Biden administration. As a small business owner of a solar power installation company, I worry my business will suffer as a result. To me, solar energy is one of the most democratic things we can bring to a community. When I think of solar, resiliency and autonomy comes to mind. In Native communities like mine, the self-reliance that solar brings goes both hand in hand with our tribal sovereignty. And I'm going to just break down it up. There's like five things down here, but it's disappointing to see some congressional Republicans want to repeal these tax credits. If we don't start really committing to the clean energy transition over the next 20 to 30 years, we would do a disservice to our communities, environment, and national security. Solar power and other clean energy projects make our country more adaptable and resilient to the impacts of climate change that lie ahead. Why would anybody be against that? Not only would the House GOP plan set the country further behind in energy security, but it could hamper the future growth of my business. Our people, environment, economy, national security, and future generations all need the Inflation Reduction Act. I hope the lawmakers leading this repeal realize just how devastating these cuts would be. So, you know, those are just kind of some words in a nutshell of, you know, exactly, you know, my thoughts on it. You know, I mean, and to be completely transparent with everybody and everybody listening, you know, we are literally beyond the tipping point. And, right. you know, this is all about, you know, I don't even bring up mitigation anymore. I totally talk about resiliency and adaptation. And that's what we need to be doing. And, you know, I'm sorry, everyone, but for the next 10 to 20, 30 years, we need to be doing adaptation and resiliency projects. Like solar needs to be everywhere.
Right.
You know, these, unfortunately, these Republicans are going to set us back, and we can't allow them to do that. This is our future, your kids' future. This is all of our future, Republican, Democrat, black, white. It does not matter. And, you know, so I feel very strongly about this. And so, you know, I feel honored that I was asked to, you know, put this out there, and it's going to be going out there very shortly. I do believe that this is an issue, Robert, that everyone needs to know about, and you need to call your local official, your local state official, call your Republican. If it's Republican, call them. Right. Say, this is where we want to go. This is going to stop jobs. I mean, it's going to stop a lot of things for us here in this country. And this is, we're moving backwards with this. Obviously they are doing a lot of legislation that are moving us backwards, mm-hmm. but this will be devastating.
Yeah. It's one in a million. And how can Minnesota reduce its carbon by 2040 to zero when things like this are happening? And, you know, we'll be older, and what are we leaving our next seven generations? And that's what everybody, not just us indigenous people to this continent, but everyone needs to look at, what are we leaving our children, our children's children, our children's children's children? You know, that's what we have to really be focused on, and not this greedy anti-whatever is going on with the GOP and people in power.
Yeah. And I mean, to specifically focus in on the Inflation Reduction Act and those provisions that are in there that targets, you know, right. BIPOC communities, you know what I mean? That targets tribal nations, you know, I mean, anything in there, they shouldn't be cutting, but for them to specifically focus on these communities just really shows me where the GOP and the Republican Party and their views really do lie. And I would just like everyone to understand that that's not what this country is about. That's not what, you know, this democracy is about. And, you know, I just hope that as we start thinking about the next president, that as we start thinking about this next election cycle, which we just got over one, but I mean, mm-hmm. as we start thinking about these things, that, you know, we remember these moments, because yep. your vote does matter, and who we decide to be in power does matter, and it will affect you one way or another.
Well, and we can thank Wendy, the Gen Zs came out and voted big time, and they're listening and watching too, and hopefully the millennials and people like that are going to kick it in, because it's election to vote takes one day for us citizens, and something that we should be able to do, like a butter bread and all those things. We need to be engaged in every one of these elections, because not only is this solar going to be taken away, but we got ICWA coming up, and that's mm-hmm. a attack on Native sovereignty right there. And so it's red alert time all the time.
It is red alert.
Yeah, absolutely, Robert. I mean, you talk about ICWA, you talk about all the other, you know, and I've always said that the framers of the Constitution, you know, they left tribal nations sovereign for this very reason, because they knew that one day a corporate oligarchy was going to try and take over this democracy. And they knew that we are the last thing standing in the middle of this, like, entire country becoming just a big corporation, of us being a Hunger Games episode, honestly. And that's why the tribes do have their place, and that is really, like, we are the last thing standing in between it. And that's why you have these attorneys from, you know, these conservative attorneys that are attacking tribal sovereignty. And it's you can just see it. It's such a playbook move by the GOP.
Exactly. And, you know, we have some other news we want to talk about. We only got like a minute left in this segment, and we're going to probably talk about what do you think we should talk about next? There's a couple another things, and it's really crazy, because usually when Bob's on and Solar Bear, we're talking positive movement to free and clear, not free, but clean energy. And tonight's been a little bummer, but we have to talk about it.
Yeah. No, the truth needs to be out there. Everyone needs to know what's going on. An educated, you know, populace is a well-informed democracy.
Absolutely. Hey, I liked when you said Hunger Games, and our millennials or our Gen Zers shook their heads like, hey, we knew what you're talking about. Hey, we'll be right back after this short break. We're with here Bob Blake with Solar Bear with the Solar News.
Stay with us.
Hi, this is Chad from AM.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A contentious vote today in Montana to censure transgender lawmaker Zoe Zephyr.
The representative from House District Number 100 clearly violated the rules, collective rights, safety, dignity, integrity.
I think that we need to just put this behind us, let her represent the people that she represents.
Zephyr says the House has blood on its hands for banning gender-affirming care for trans kids. House Republicans pass a $1.5 trillion debt ceiling package to avoid default, but it includes amendments like canceling President Biden's debt relief plan. Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
You are placing in doubt our credit rating and what that means to American people on their credit cards, bills, and at the kitchen table. You are playing with fire.
And millions are expected to get slammed by storms in the south tonight. A lot of people are worried about possible tornadoes and rising floodwaters. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin lawmakers want to cut taxes, but the question is how. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu says he wants to pass something that would lower rates for everyone. His flat tax plan would reduce taxes, with the highest cuts benefiting the wealthiest Wisconsinites. That proposal has bipartisan opposition and isn't likely to pass. Governor Evers' budget proposal cuts taxes for lower and middle income earners. Republicans are expected to scrap that proposal. A new zip code is coming to northeastern Wisconsin. 920 numbers are running out. Wisconsin's Public Service Commission says current customers will keep their numbers. New ones will be assigned the 274 area code. This includes communities like Appleton, Beaver Dam, Berlin, Fond du Lac, Fort Atkinson, Green Bay, Manitowoc, Oshkosh, Ripon, Sheboygan, Sturgeon Bay, and Watertown. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
We're all looking for how our state can move forward despite division. Here's something that often gets bipartisan support, and with your help, we'll make Wisconsin more fair and secure. It's fixing the holes in our legal system so laws and justice truly apply to everyone. Did you know that in many cases, you have no right to an attorney? A person experiencing domestic violence, or someone denied rightful health care coverage for an expensive procedure, or a victim of elder abuse, how can they get the protections they're entitled to if they can't afford a lawyer? What they need is civil legal aid. It's powerful legal assistance. It helps people regain control of their lives, and it sometimes gets bipartisan support. But your state legislators need to hear from you right now as they work on the state budget. Google the legislature's homepage, go there, and enter your address under Who Are My Legislators, and call or email them now. Ask them to fund civil legal aid in the Wisconsin budget.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis.
Yes, they are in Minneapolis, beautiful Minneapolis. Even though we live in St. Paul, Macho Hoarders in the Blue Clay, where Blue Clay Land is in Ho-Chunk. Hey, we got Bob Blake with Solar Bear with the Solar News. We have another little update, too. We kind of talked about in the beginning of the show, or prior to the show, Bob. We're talking about Deb Haaland and what she had to say a couple days ago. What's your response? And maybe you can let our listening audience know what she said.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the Will Project up in Alaska, they're going to the Department of the Interior has allowed for the drilling of oil in that refuge there. And it really, this was kind of something that the Biden administration is catching heat for, because they, said that they weren't going to do any more drilling and allow for these oil permits to, happen. But it's kind of been the exact opposite. And so, Deb Haaland basically was put, on Front Street and, on blast. And basically she, was like, hey, we're going to continue to drill and we are going to continue to do this. But within the, recommendations of scientists and, as safely as they possibly can. So that's just what recently happened. And there's been a lot of folks around the, environmental space that really do feel like she really let them down and this administration has let them down. So that's kind of what's happening right now. And that's what I guess we're talking about.
Yeah, it's a hard one. We've looked up to our grandmother, Deb Haaland, and we're proud of her. And she's let us down here a little bit, Wendy. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is a, and it's a really complicated issue, everyone. Mm-hmm. And, unfortunately, geopolitics comes into play in these situations right now. And the current relationship we have with some very aggressive, countries, and their, strongmen that they have in their leadership right now, is really making it difficult for this administration to follow through on their environmental promises, And so that's really basically, it. And the whole thing is if we don't stop Russia and Ukraine, we're going to have to battle China and Taiwan. And that's really the reality of the situation. And so we kind of have to ask ourselves, right? Like, and I hate to say this, but, do we want to deal with China or do we want to be under, Xing or Putin? I mean, this, we have such stable in a peaceful world for so long that, and I also say that this is a direct result of climate change, because these individuals know the truth. They know right. that resources are being used up so easily. And they're trying to basically on the checkerboard put themselves in position, especially in areas where they can, have access to seaports. So let's look at the two positions in which both of these countries are making a move on, right? Ukraine's a seaport. Taiwan's a seaport, folks. Does this not compute with everyone? You know what I mean? And, unfortunately, those are democratic countries, and they are being basically invaded by these two strongmen, by these two other big countries, China and Russia. And, right. United States is, basically they're going to have to take a stance somewhere. And this is why elections matter so much, because Donald Trump really messed up things. President Trump really messed up the situation there geopolitically for us with these two countries. And, you know, people, this is no joke when you vote for these people. Don't vote for these folks because you think that they have the best, you know, whatever they seem to have the best, you know, excuse at the time. This is serious stuff. This is people's lives. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, a lot of individuals don't pay attention to geopolitical. They think it's never going to matter to them. These wars that are happening, you know, there's only a small percentage of Americans that go out and serve now.
Right.
And we just feel like it's arm's length away, and it's not. It's literally in our backyard. So this is a part of the problems that this government is facing. And this is the need, because let's just be honest. Oil is what runs armies. That's the bottom line. Oil means, you know, victory in wars. I mean,
yeah. Well, and you know, it was said it wasn't about oil, but the first conflict, Bush number one, that was all about oil. You know, it was all about oil.
And look at Germany, right? In World War II, Azerbaijan. You know, that's why they went to Azerbaijan, because Azerbaijan had a really huge oil reserve, you know, and that's what basically powered the German army. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. You know, that's, you know, unfortunately, that's the reality that we're living in. And I pray that, you know, we don't go to war. I pray that none of this happens. But sometimes, you know, a good peace sometimes comes at the cost of, you know, situations, unfortunately, like the Willow Reserve up in Alaska. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's hard, and you're opening up a lot of different things in my mind, especially the backdoor draft that they have now, that the military has now. I mean, when we were young, or when I was young and Wendy young, the draft and burning your draft card and being a draft dodger, because if you didn't go to college or if you weren't a homosexual, you would be drafted into the service. And that was people that were poor, that couldn't afford to go to college. And it was an economic thing. And now we have people, our relatives, Native Americans are the highest proportion of people that are in the service, but you also have our rural people that have no jobs, no outlook, that are joining the reserve and end up in the back door of the service. And here we are, we're not hearing about it because the mainstream press wants to tell you about other things and you know, what Trump's doing and all these things that are just keeping us away from, you know, look at this shiny thing over here. You know, it's a thing that our young ones really need to be aware of, and voting starts with it. But also, when we do get our people in, as we see with what's going on with the Biden administration, for whatever reason, he's backing away from the Green New Deal and things that he ran on. And those are things that if you voted for somebody, you can really let them know what's happening and vote them out. And those are things that are real and personal.
Yeah, and I think that this is a really interesting from Nita Powers here. First oil wars, then water wars. That's absolutely correct, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we only have so much fresh water supply that, you know, in a growing population of 8 billion people, right, that, mm-hmm. you know, basically the planet can only, you know, sustain 2 billion people. You know what I mean? Oh. So we're 6 billion over, everyone. And mm-hmm. and this is going to be, you know, something that is definitely going to be of the future. And, you know, there was another one here about the mine in Nevada. And, you know, you think about, yeah, there you go, Thacker's Pass. You know, you think about Thacker's Pass and you think about the mine over there, and that's in the desert. And, you know, I mean, what climate change is going to do is it's going to just, you know, turn a lot of these areas that are, you know, green, you know, into deserts. And right. So, you know, this is a serious situation. So, you know, do we mind to be able to get the minerals that we need for our electric vehicles for this transition?
Oh, we just lost Bob Blake.
Yeah. He's still talking
just
on.
Silenced. Yeah. You know what? I didn't really realize it gave me a different perspective now. I'm glad he really explained what's going on and why the oil is being drilled now, even though it is a terrible environmental problem and it will be disastrous no matter how careful they are. And it's really sad that the whole world is so dependent on this oil, and every war and and the environment is going to be suffering because of this drilling. So it's really sad about that. I'm really upset about it because on one hand, I don't want that oil, that pipeline and the oil going through the beautiful, pristine, you know, Alaska, and now it has to because we're going to be at war.
It looks like we're doing dueling radio shows again,
yeah,
Wendy.
Yeah, we are.
They have a radio show going on StreamYard and Facebook, and here we are on the network here.
Exactly.
We're going to take a break really soon, but I wanted to say one thing, too, was that we...
That is such a real thing. I mean, and you know, when you look at the participation of communities, underserved communities in the military, obviously you have a high rate, you know what I mean? But I mean, it is very difficult though to basically deal with that, and I totally hear you. So yeah, we're coming up here on the end, and we are having some
We're back on, you guys. Life is good. Hey, I just want to say one thing before we leave, and is Pinigigi Bob Blake from the Solar Bear Solar News. And I was just mentioning on the radio side of this broadcast is that you know, we knew we were in trouble when all of a sudden water became on the stock market. And then everyone needs to keep an eye on that, too, because water is life. Stop line 3, no DAPL, all those things that we fight for as Native Americans. Thanks, Bob, for being on and all your great insight.
Bye.
Up next, yes, Howling for Wolves. Our sacred animal section with Wendy Pilot. You will be right back after this short break.
Stay with us. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hey, it's Tom. Solar panels are a great asset to your home, and they increase your property value. Plus, they're the only home improvement project that pays for itself by saving you money on your utility costs. With spring being the season of home renovations, it's a great time to learn more about the benefits of going solar, so you can finally break free from your monthly utility bill. Attend a free webinar from All Energy Solar to learn more. These webinars will show you why going solar is a powerful investment for your home, and tell you about local and federal incentive programs, including the 30% federal tax credit. These free virtual events are hosted by All Energy Solar experts who are ready to answer all your questions about solar, no matter what type of property you have. If you're someone who's thought about going solar but are unsure, then these webinars are perfect for you. Visit allenergysolar.com/webinar to register and start your solar journey. That's allenergysolar.com/webinar.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Howl! Bijou. I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl.
Awesome.
I was just following the... Hey, I want to introduce Wendy, our awesome and beautiful, and my awesome and beautiful wife, and she speaks about our sacred animals. And again, I learned so much about... she never tells me what we're going to talk about, so it's awesome. And I learned so much about what she brings up about our relatives, which have hooves, tails, fins, and noses and ears and schnozzes. And welcome, Wendy.
Hey, everybody. My name is Hanajihihani. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. So I don't tell Robert what I'm talking about most days because I don't know. Sometimes 5 minutes before I'm here. So I have a little bit of a mishmash today of just kind of things that I wanted to talk about and like just little snippets of things I've been saving, notes that I've been saving. So they just kind of add up. I have like a little in my notes on my phone when I find something that I find interesting, I just kind of stick it in there and kind of talk about them. That's all. So that's what I'm doing today.
Awesome.
But I think I've said this before, and I've talked about this before. Beautiful picture. I'm going to put it up in a second. But it's a beautiful picture of the forest and the road going through the forest and a car on the road and then a deer crossing the road. And the saying on it says the deer isn't crossing the road. The deer isn't crossing the road. The road is crossing the forest. So I think that's an important thing for us to always remember. The deer isn't crossing the road. The road is crossing the forest. Because we are really infringing on these animals. And then we all complain, right? When they're in our way or they get in our houses and they make a little mess and they're eating our garbage or in our backyards. And, you know, we just really need to... realize that that's what we're doing. So, yeah.
Yeah. Good
call. Yeah. Last summer was the last time I saw a bat. So, I've never seen a bat really up front and up close. I don't know how you would do that, but I see them sometimes like at sunset when they come around, they're flying around. You could see them. It's like, oh, the bats are coming out now, mm-hmm. You know?
Eating mosquitoes.
Yeah. And I think that they're so cool. So I found this little thing and it was the top five reasons to appreciate bats.
Oh.
So I think bats have a really bad name because of Dracula and all that kind of thing. And then there's bats and they're going to suck your blood.
Vampires.
Vampires.
Batman.
Yeah, and that they're going to suck your blood. But they're not. They're really harmless. So they are major pollinators of over 500 plant species. I didn't know that they were pollinators. So I think that they bring pollen from one plant to another and touch other things. And that's how they do the pollinating.
I just learned something.
I didn't know that. Down. Yeah, they are major pollinators of over 500 plant species.
Wow,
yeah, they're organic. Like you just said, Robert, they're organic mosquito control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could live for more than 30 years.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy? I had no idea. And they're no threat to humans. So there you go. And they need our help. Destruction of their natural habitat, hunting and disease have decimated their population. So again, there we go.
Wow.
Us humans decimating another species habitat. Was it last year or the year before? A friend of mine on Facebook found a bat who was really sick.
Oh.
I think it was at the Roberts Bird Sanctuary. I think that's somewhere here in Minnesota. It might be in Minneapolis also. I don't remember offhand.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he put out a call saying, hey, listen, I have this bat. He's really sick. I want to bring it to the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in Roseville, Minnesota.
Yeah.
And is there anybody out there who could just drive the bat there because he couldn't get there. He was working. So I was like, oh, okay, I could go pick up the bat. So I go to his house, and he had the bat in a box, and the bat had, you know, the box had holes in it, and he, you know, whatever. So I drove it to the Roseville.
Why do I vaguely remember this?
Do you remember this?
Vaguely.
I'm like, babe, I got to leave. I got to go pick up a bat, and I got to bring the bat to the
pick up some milk on the way. Organic,
pick up some milk and
some
bread.
Oat milk on the way home.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I brought the bat in, and they, you know, have you sign your name and, you know, where the bat came from and as much information as you can, because it helps them determine, you know, the death or whatever. So anyway, and then they give you updates.
Yeah.
I love this place. Again, it's the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in Roseville, and they do like an awesome job, and they take all the wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman took the bat, and then shortly after, they sent me an email saying that the bat was dead on arrival. Yeah, it was sad. I was really sad about it. And they did a necropsy report, because they do want to find out how these animals are dying. And
right.
It was starvation.
Whoa.
Yeah, the bat died of starvation. And the woman said that, you know, with all the pesticides and all the fertilizers and everything that we're using and the bug sprays, right, to kill all the bugs that this bat would normally eat, and all the, you know, getting rid of all the mosquitoes, they just can't find enough stuff to eat. Yeah.
Let me tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
Where I used to work, you know, well, when I was 17, 18 years mm-hmm. old on Grand Avenue in St. Paul.
The Rock Ages.
Rock mm-hmm. and roll. Yeah. So there was an old chimney that wasn't being used in this building on Grand Avenue that was where the restaurant I worked at. And when it got dusk, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bats flew out of that chimney and flew all the way around and flew around. And it was amazing, because it was at twilight where you're going, what is that flying around? And we now, as you say, we don't even see that. And when you mentioned didn't see a bat this year, I was like, wow, we usually see them down by the river where they're flying low, and we haven't at dusk.
Yeah, sometimes we could even see them if we're outside just sitting out on the deck.
Right.
You could see them flying around at dusk. Yeah. So, and a Facebook friend of mine posted this. She had a picture of a dead honeybee, and it was in the palm of her hand. And this is what she wrote. The pollen on her legs, and she's talking about the honeybee, is from dandelions.
Right.
Yep. Her tongue is sticking out due to what killed her that was on the dandelions. It's spring. Dandelions are the bee's first food.
Right.
This bee is dead from weed killer spread on what we see as weeds, but what nature sees as food, right? So the bee, everybody sprays these dandelions. Nobody wants them. Please don't spray weeds until you see the blackberries blooming. In this area, and I don't remember what area it was, weeds, flowers, and fruit trees are the bees' only source of food until the middle of June. Yeah, they are far more weeds than flowers or fruit trees. So it's their only food source. No bees, no food crops for us, and then we all starve.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's really terrible. Do you remember when you were a kid? I remember when I was a kid, I would love to see the lightning bugs. Some people call them fireflies,
right?
There'd be millions of them. We catch them in jars, and then we put grass and stuff.
I see them a few in the city.
And I remember like putting the jar on my night table, and I just watch them and go to sleep as I'm killing them slowly with a slow. I put holes in the top. I let them out in the next day.
Oh.
But anyway, listen to this. Fireflies spend the first 2 years of their lives underground.
What?
Yeah, underground. And
they're like little big bugs?
Lawn chemicals are killing them.
Mm.
So they don't even get a chance to be born. That's why we never see any fireflies and lightning bugs anymore. Isn't that terrible? So really, let's go easy on the pesticides, people.
Wow, really good message. Even though you didn't tell me what you were going to say beforehand, that's a really good message, Wendy.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's...
Mm-hmm.
It's that time of year. And,
it is.
And dandelions are food, medicine.
I'm already seeing little signs on people's lawns, chemically treated.
Right.
Keep your pets and children off of it until a certain date.
Yeah, that
drives me crazy.
That ought to tell you something right there. But hey, thanks for Bob Blake. Thanks for Zoe and Haley. And of course, Wendy. We'll be back tomorrow. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Free Leonard Peltier.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery, where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room, featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.